You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training in just about a week, and so we're going to look back at the off seasons of each team. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, and here to talk a little Dodgers baseball with, of course, Ken Gernick. Covers this team every day. And Ken, before we get into looking back at the Dodgers offseason, let's cover a little bit of news in that Howie Kendrick has officially signed back with the Dodgers. It sounds like this might be fluid as far as where exactly he fits into the infield.
Yeah, you know, you would think that he would get his starting second base job back. He didn't really do anything wrong to deserve to lose it, but nobody would say that it's his. They said that with him and Chase Utley and Justin Turner coming off knee surgery, that there would be some sort of rotation and there would be plenty of at-bats for all of them. I'm not quite sure why they were hesitant to say that. Maybe they might have made some sort of assurance to Utley. They sure gave him a lot of money, $7 million, all he was going to be is a backup. And I think really what it comes down to is they weren't planning to re-sign Howie Kendrick. They kind of got backed into it. And not that it's a bad thing necessarily, but I think that they were pretty sure he was gone, figured that he would get a multi-year deal, and they were looking forward to getting a draft pick. And things just didn't work out that way, so they brought him back.
So, yeah, Kendrick was pretty outspoken, I guess, about how that whole system works. It's like you said, he wasn't happy with the way the free agency treated him, but he was glad to be back with the Dodgers. So he's kind of a representative of some of the way that the system might not be working so well for the players, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a complicated free agency system. And, you know, I understand why he's disappointed, but, you know, that's the risk you take when you reject that qualifying offer. You better make sure that you've got a robust market out there to do better than that. And, you know, for a variety of reasons, he didn't have that. And he thought he did, and he didn't. And it was a miscalculation on his part. You know, a lot of things sometimes go against the team, a miscalculation on their part. And you got to deal with the consequences. It's a decision just like any decision that any of us make, a financial decision. And, you know, you hope for the best, and you try to minimize the chances of it going off the rails, but this one didn't work out the way that he wanted.
Okay, so let's look back at the Dodgers offseason and kind of see what they lost, what they gained, and what they still might need to figure out as spring training starts. But obviously we want to start with the rotation. I mean, it was clearly a very tumultuous offseason for this rotation and a lot of changes. And really what it comes down to is they lose Greinke and they gain Kazmir, Maeda, and possibly Ryu if he can snap back from that injury. So when you look at this rotation, how do you feel about it? Is it still kind of TBD because of the new guys in there?
Well, it's deeper than last year, but it's not as good up at the top. You know, there's no way to replace Greinke. You know, you can get all the 3 and 4 starters you want, and you don't replace basically an ace, you know, a guy who almost won the Cy Young Award. So, you know, I think they're putting the best spin on it, that it's better than last year because it's deeper. And I would disagree because I think that there's in addition to the actual performance on the field and the stats, there's a psychological advantage you have when you got Kershaw and Greinke about to go into a series, and the other team knows that basically it's going to lose 2 games. And they don't have that anymore, no matter how many 3rd or 4 starters they get. So, you know, I think they made the best of a bad situation. Anytime you lose Zach Greinke, it's a bad situation. And when you lose it to a division rival that's kind of determined to catch you, it's a worse situation, and that's where they are.
Okay, so let's move to the bullpen. Just on its face, I mean, there have been a lot of issues kind of with the bullpen in the last few years, but also a lot of stability, too. So when you look at the overall, the way it could shake out, obviously spring training is going to determine something. But do you see it as a strength?
Well, I think it's probably no better or worse than it was a year ago. You know, and like most bullpens, you know, they have their ups and downs. You know, they've got a really good closer. and Kenley Jansen, and they have, you know, they've struggled to come up with a bridge to get to him. And, you know, kind of the tone of the offseason is they kept trying to do things and they didn't work out. And one of the things they tried to do was get Chapman to be kind of a double closer the way they had a double ace in Kershaw and Greinke. And they don't have Greinke and they didn't get Chapman either. So they really haven't proven that they've rebuilt that part of the bullpen. They got Joe Blanton, who kind of reinvented himself in 2 months with the Pirates and was really outstanding. But no offense to Joe Blanton, but he's not Chapman. So again, it's another example of I think they've tried to address things, but their first choice, obviously, they haven't gotten either in the rotation or in the bullpen.
So moving to the lineup, when you look at the way, I've been asking reporters sometimes to sort of grade, like toward the end of the 2015 season, and then compare it to just entering spring training. And when you look at the lineup, how do you view that as compared to last year? Do you feel like it's stable, steady, improved? Take a step back. I realize that Puig is, you know, always going to be the X factor and what he's going to bring to the table. But in general, do you see this as a strength?
Well, it was a pretty good lineup last year, and it's basically the same lineup this year. He's got Corey Seager, the, you know, Rookie of the Year candidate, taking over for Jimmy Rollins at shortstop. And other than that, everybody's the same. So, you know, they make no major position acquisitions. They've got a couple guys coming off surgeries, and that's probably the biggest question mark is whether Grandal with his shoulder and Turner with his knee, if they come back and they're healthy, and they don't have to be babied, and they don't disappear like Grandal did in the second half. But pretty much going around the horn, it's the same faces, a year older. You know, Seager, a lot is expected of him. We saw last year a lot was expected of Peterson, and he showed the whole spectrum. You know, he was an all-star in the first half, and he disappeared in the second half. So, you know, lineup-wise, when it's firing on all cylinders, as it did most of last year, it's pretty good, certainly good enough for 92 wins. And this year it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just from a standpoint of how much some of the other teams have improved in the division. So it seems like those it might be harder to get a 92 win, considering what the Diamondbacks did. Certainly the Giants look poised to maybe make another run at the division title. So it might be a little bit more difficult, I would think, for these guys.
Well, it has to be without Greinke, you know, unless
right.
They've got some other, you know, 18 or 19 game winner, you know, pop up. So for sure, but that's not about the lineup. The lineup managed to score a lot of runs last year, enough for them to win three straight, you know, their third straight division. Of course, winning four straight, you know, just the odds are they're due to lose. They're due not to win a division because you just don't keep winning year after year. So they've got that hurdle to clear, and they lost, you know, their one of their best starting pitchers, and they really didn't make many big-name acquisitions. So it pretty much everything has to go right, I think, and pretty much most of it did last year. It'll have to again for them to win their fourth straight division.
Yeah, and all eyes will be on Dave Roberts also, so we'll keep an eye on that. Thank you, Ken. Safe travels, and we'll catch up with you in Arizona.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.